Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Just over 3 months to go. Excitement must be building around you all.
You can see it in the weather. The sun is out, and if you just look around you all this morning, even there's bikes, they're all out there training, they're all practicing on the course, they're all out swimming and running. It's great to see it.
It's been so long coming, really, after the WIT 2019. The hope, of course, was of 2020 and 2021, but I'm sure it's going to be worth the wait.
Well, we all know what happened, but yeah, we've been anxious, we've been waiting. Even last year, we thought we'd get a race last year, nearly right up to the last minute, but I suppose COVID and where we were, that was that, you know. But we regrouped, we're back, we're at planning since, I'd say, January this year. And yeah, it's full steam ahead, we're looking forward to it. Hopefully this weather will last and won't let us down.
Weather, of course, was a big talking point in 2019, but obviously that's outside of your control, John. But were there a lot of factors that you took into account in 2019 that you feel you can build on, obviously, looking to this big weekend?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, look, we were in June the last time, we're in August this time, which was a big ask of mine to get it into the August date, because the weather's, I won't say it's guaranteed, but I jokingly said that the rain is warmer in August if that does come down on top of us. But yeah, look, I mean, we got a lot of the event out there on the day. We got the whole bike and we got the run done, and we learnt a lot from that. We've changed things around for this year. I mean, what you would have seen in Clare Castle last time as transition, that's now moved into Green Park, which brings it more central into the town. But it also gives us opportunities, if the weather is bad, to still get a swim. It'll just make the whole thing more focused in the centre of the town. Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see how it pans out this year. And like every year, we regroup and reinvent and adjust things and tinker with things and try and get it better, bigger and better. Ironman is here in the Alford next 3 years. We're looking forward to every one of them being a success.
You must be delighted, though, with the success of 2019 and the positive feedback that has come through all the way over the past couple of years.
I think when the rain came down on us on the morning, everybody was kind of going, what's going to happen here? But my God, the people of East Cork came out in force, and they really showed the Irish welcome, you know. That didn't go unnoticed. That's gone to every corner of the earth. You still see people talking on Facebook about the welcome that they got in Ireland. I think everybody changed their clothes 3 times that day. That seems to be the number we hear, you know. Yeah, look, the venue is absolutely perfect. The people are absolutely welcoming and can't wait for this. That's the buzz we're feeling. And the athletes themselves, watching them, engaging them on Facebook and the way they're chatting amongst themselves, they're really looking forward to getting this one done as well.
So let's take it through day by day. Talk to us about the Friday evening firstly.
Okay, it's a bit different than what it was in 2019. In 2019, we had a full Ironman event. It's bigger and better this time because we have added in a 70.3, which is what we call a half Ironman as well. That's going to happen on the Saturday. And then on the Friday evening, which kind of leads into the whole thing and starts the ball rolling for the weekend, we have a kids event. Now, there's no cycle or there's no swim in the kids event. It's just a run, but it takes place right in the heart of y'all on the streets of y'all. About 1,500 kids, depending on their age from 6 to 16, we'll say. They're broken into small groups of about 50, and they run distances of 500 a kilometre and 1.5 kilometres around the streets of y'all in through the finish line of the Ironman event. Their family will be there. The whole place will be heaving with people supporting them, and the atmosphere will just be electric. Saturday morning, 6:30, the first swimmer hits the water for the 70.3. They'll go out then, they'll do one lap of the bike course. Last bike back in y'all somewhere around 11 o'clock, maybe 12 o'clock, I suppose. And then on the run, that'll finish up. I think the last runner's about 3:30, 4 o'clock. That'll give us a bit of a break then on a Sunday morning. Chance to regroup and get all the ducks in line for Sunday morning when the big event happens, and that's the full Ironman. And that's pretty much what we saw the last time. Couple of changes there on the bike course would be we are now going around East Ferry, which we weren't able to do the last time because there was roadworks going on there. That's absolutely, it's idyllic, and on a day like today, it's just something out of this world. Those who have been down there cycling that and like over the winter even have said that it's just magical down there. It's a different world. Up over then Morley's crossing back down into y'all, through, I call it the valley floor there, down from Inch down to y'all. It's really, really something else, and the guys are really, they're all looking forward to that. They're talking about it already. The run route is going to be more compressed into the town, into the centre of town, so it's going to really, really use every inch of the main street. to get the 70.3, a half Ironman or a half marathon done on the Saturday. And then on Sunday, it's a full marathon crammed into the streets. You all, like, who would have thought, you know? But the fact that it's so tightly packed, the atmosphere and the crowd and the support and everything is just going to be magical.
Yes, I was just going to say that. It's going to be spectacular as a spectacle from the point of view of people that are really interested in sport or people just that are coming along to enjoy the social aspect of the day.
Just to get a taste of the atmosphere, I know Cork County Council are bringing in some, there's going to be, like there was the last time, food villages and arts and crafts villages and that kind of a flavour. So there's something for everybody. There's stuff there for from the youngest children who are coming as part of a family right to the oldest who's supporting somebody on the route. We know people who are taking in athletes into their homes. They've already been trying to figure out what the numbers and things are so that they can go and support and follow the athletes on the course. It's amazing to see, like, the whole community getting behind the whole thing. And, like, we have no idea what the numbers are going to be like on the day. We obviously, it's down to the weather, but if last time was anything to go by with the bad weather, I don't know what the numbers are going to be like if the weather's going to be good.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It's a huge economic boost to the area. Can East Cork and West Waterford cope with the demand?
Yeah, they can. And I think in the future, as it grows, I think as the community and as the locality learns the event and adapts with it as it grows, I think it's in 3 years' time, we're going to be looking at an amazing event.
Your job, your swim coordinator, as well as, I suppose, 101 other things as well. It must be hectic these days.
Yeah, I suppose locally I kind of work with Ironman and Cork County Council to bring the event to fruition. Like that now, you know, designing the routes, I had a huge hand in the role in that. And like that, if there's any last minute issues, getting stuff sorted like that, I'm the go-to for... I'm the fixer, if you like. And then we have the swim, which is my main role then on the weekend. My job is to design, test the swim course, have it working, and have a plan B in case the weather's bad. Where we were situated the last time we were in Clare Castle, it was the natural place where we've always had triathlons and y'all. The one thing it didn't give us was a bad weather option. And when the bad weather struck, we didn't have anywhere else we could go. By centering now in Green Park, it gives us options. We have the beach or we have an alternative option for the swim. And we're currently in the testing process of those. We've got athletes in the water nearly every week now at the moment, on the routes, testing the routes, getting familiar with the routes. And yeah, it's on the day. There's quite a lot of dynamics going on just to make the swim even work, because it is, I suppose, it can be considered the most dangerous. A lot of people see it as the most dangerous. It's probably the safest part of the whole course because you're just so tightly packed and so well watched. I mean, to me, it's the bike is the dangerous one, really, because when you're out in the roads and you come off, there's blood involved, you know. If something goes wrong in the water, usually you're within seconds of being landed on the beach and stuff like that. So you're within inches of immediate care. Like, so the swim isn't as dangerous as people think it is, but it does bring a huge, huge buzz to the whole event. And it's a spectacular element for the spectators as well, because you're right up in front in touch with the thing. You can see the athletes in the water in front of you, because once they're gone out on the bike, you tend to lose touch a little bit until they're back in the area again. Yeah, that's my job on the day, so no pressure.
In terms of coordinating, though, and in terms of coordinating help and volunteers and support right around the course, must be a big, big job. Are you still looking for people?
We're in contact with a lot of the clubs who would have helped us the last time, and we're still contacting others who would have been involved in helping us the last time. Clubs around the route who want to get involved, just they know how to get in touch with us at this stage. We're everywhere, I think. But we have already been in contact with some, and we're continuing to contact others. The more help, the better. Clubs who provide 10 members during the event on the day, there's a small donation made back to the club then from Ironman for their members' efforts. So it's a great way to raise some funds for the club. Like, it's a great atmosphere out there on the road. Like, everybody who normally gets involved out there on the road finds their way into town later on to get to the finish line and see what's happening at that end of it. So again, like, it's a busy day. You get to contribute, you get the t-shirt, as they say, and just again the atmosphere, the whole thing, you get into the dynamics of it, and it's a good buzz.
You're definitely buzzing already, John. I know we'll talk to you again closer to the date or whatever, but a great sense of excitement and anticipation. Those next couple of months must be fabulous to be involved at this level.
It is, yeah. it's going to get busier as we get nearer to the time, but it's also very rewarding just to be out around, and just when you see athletes out there training on the course, and sometimes you'd see them stop there, you know, for a break or something like that, just go up and say hello, and just the chat and the crack. And like at the moment, even like we're in May, I mean, I remember back in March we were seeing people from we had a club down from Portlaoise one weekend down to do the cycle route. They went off at 6 o'clock in the morning because they had to be back home for 2 o'clock. But like that's if you even today in Yaw, like you could just see there's literally packs of cyclists everywhere, and they're all on the route. So my guess is that they're not on it by accident. You know, it's a route you're only on it because there's one reason you're signed up for one of the events, and you're here to have a look at it. So yeah, it's great to see.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has 2 limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.